This week and part of last week as well, President Obama has been stumping around the country, drumming up support for his bill, the American Jobs Act. And last night, Speaker of the House John Boehner delivered his own speech in response to the president's plan. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
So let's hear a comment from John Boehner as he spoke at the Economic Club there in Washington about the super committee and the American Jobs Act. Here he is.
Now, tax increases, I think, are off the table, and I don't think they're a viable option for the Joint Committee. It's a very simple equation. Tax increases destroy jobs, and the Joint Committee is a jobs committee.
So what are Boehner's ideas for solving the jobs problem?
More spending cuts and entitlement reform. And that's exactly what he said. That's as far as he wants to go. They did plenty of spending cuts in the debt limit debate over the summer. Hard to forget that. They didn't do much about Medicare and Social Security, not much at all. And the speaker is saying that that's where you should get the rest of the savings. Now, the really interesting thing about him saying that was the returning for September, talking about the Jobs Act and the super committee. There's been a lot of rhetoric around those things, Celeste, where everybody is saying we're going to leave our dogma, we're going to leave our ideology at the door, whatever metaphor you want, and believe me, they've been flying like crazy on Capitol Hill, and we're going to put every idea on that table and we're going to get a solution. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but we're going to get a solution. The liberals are going to have to talk in a serious way about reforming Medicare and Social Security. Reforming means potentially cutting benefits. And by the way, the president may propose that very thing next week. The conservatives, the Republicans, are going to have to move a little bit on taxes, maybe those Bush tax cuts, and talk about getting some more revenue into the government for the long term. Well, the speaker saying that kind of upsets that whole dynamic a little bit. It sort of means, Celeste, people are returning to their corners, or that they never came out. No tax increases. How are we supposed to talk, you know, using the voice of a Democrat, how are we supposed to talk about $1.5 trillion in savings, maybe $2 trillion in savings if you include the what the president wants for the Jobs Act, maybe $4 trillion in savings if the committee, quote unquote, goes big, as the president wants them to do and a lot of senators want them to do? How can you do that if you don't talk about taxes? So it's causing a lot of head scratching around Capitol Hill. But here's one thing I do want to say. John Boehner said tax increases are off the table. He didn't say that revenues are off the table. And that's a little bit of code, but it's important. He's saying we have to renew the Bush tax cuts. We shouldn't raise anybody's taxes. But he's also implying that broad-based tax reform, which is controversial, if you do it the right way, can actually raise revenue, bring more revenue into the government, but nobody's taxes actually go up. So there's a bit of code there, but really what he's talking about is the Bush tax cuts, capital gains, and corporate tax rates.
And he chose to do this at the Economic Club in Washington. Was he speaking to his constituents, or is he speaking to the super committee, which is working right now?
He was speaking to both, and let me play you Harry Reid quickly about his reaction to the speaking of the super committee.
We have 12 people who are doing their utmost so that we don't have sequestration. I'm disappointed that Speaker Boehner would get involved with this super committee in a public fashion. I don't think he should do that. I'm not going to do that.
Don't prejudice the super committee before they have a chance. They met yesterday morning in private for the first time. More meetings scheduled for next week. They have a November 23rd deadline, Celeste.
Todd Zwillick is our Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
My pleasure.